This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Casey Seiler reports in Capital Confidential on many comments from local officials and health experts about Republicans passing a new health care plan in the U.S. House of Representatives on May 4th with the vote of local Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook. Those comments include Paul Matchalek, president and CEO of the New York Health Plan Association, who said, quote, "More than 6 million New Yorkers access their health care through Medicaid Managed Care, Child Health Plus, or the state's basic health plan, known as the Essential Plan, all of which depend on managed care plans to deliver cost-effective and high-value health care coverage. It is vital that New York protect these populations' access to quality health care services," end quote. Pat Kane, registered nurse, treasurer of New York State Nurses Association, said, quote, "The yes votes in the House of Representatives today passing the American Health Care Act constitute an appalling setback for the nation. This vote will go down in history as a defeat for patients across the country, as they will receive less care and get sicker if it becomes law. As nurses, we must express our outrage at this assault on the public health and overwhelming concern for the future of our communities," end quote. Robin Chappelle Gulston, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of New York State, said, quote, "We will not forget who voted for this disastrous legislation. There is no excuse for failing to stand up for New Yorkers' health care needs," end quote. Representative John Faso said, quote, "The AHCA will continue to protect essential health benefits and those with pre-existing conditions. Children up to 26 years old can continue to stay on their parents' health care plans. In addition, New York insurance law requires health insurance plans to include essential health benefits and also includes provisions for guaranteed issue of health insurance. This remains unchanged under the AHCA," end quote. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said, quote, "This bill threatens to slash essential health care services for millions of New Yorkers who need them the most. If this disastrous and unconstitutional health care bill is ultimately signed into law, I will challenge it in court," end quote. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that a week after the Doodletown Wildlife Management Area in parts of Taconic, Ankrum, and Gallatin opened to the public, several folks had questions about the 690-acre property. The DEC bought the property earlier this year from a single anonymous owner for $2.8 million, and DEC officials spoke last week at the Ankrum Town Hall in an event organized by the Ankrum Conservation Advisory Council. One question from the audience wondered that creating more rabbit habitat might leave the area overrun with rabbits like in Australia. Quote, "If we were going to be overrun with rabbits, then we'd already be overrun," end quote, said DEC Region 4 Wildlife Manager Mike Clark. Other questions were about stray bullets, forest fires, animal traps, garbage, poisons, ATVs, and damage to clean water and to a mature, intact, contiguous woodland. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And Carrie Allen in the Register Star reports that Chatham is trying to cope with a dangerous, inadequate bridge CSX built in 2014. The 14-foot one-lane bridge with a 5-foot pedestrian walkway at the intersection of Albany Turnpike and Route 295 has received complaints since it opened. Engineers with Barton and Logadici recently presented the town board with plans to add traffic lights and barriers to the area. Town Supervisor Maria Lull says Chatham will spend about $190,000 to improve the intersection near the bridge. Now the town needs Department of Transportation approval. Read the full story in the Register Star. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.